KB4 CBA Mobile.
KB2 HXS Mobile.
There's some QRM on here. I'm not sure what that was. KB4 CBA.
Sunny days, sunny.
Stay, man. You gotta get with the program. You gotta lighten up.
Oh, well, believe me, I'm light. How we doing, Mr. Dave?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm just finished a tennis match and didn't play very well, but you know, got the exercise in, so that's the main. I guess that's the main gist of the whole thing. And at least it was today. Oh, me, and I can only guess what you're doing.
Flipping. We're actually coming back from hunting a pass. We're heading back up into town, going to grab a little lunch, do a little bit of shopping, and then head back to the house.
Honey, a path. Hunt your path. Man, I tell you, that light stayed green every bit of 10 seconds, maybe less. I just don't get it. Anyway, sorry. I was having to maneuver there. Well, we had our what is called sweet gum trees cut down, so we don't have, and then we had a crew come in and get up the sweet gum balls because they are everywhere. When I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. In the backyard, and they're right at the edge of the front yard. They, you know, they blow that much, that far, and they're way back in the backyard, down a hill. How they get all the way up there near the front yard, I don't know, but it's not a big yard. I just don't know.
Fun. Did you ever get a hold of Mr. Darryl Gwynn there about your guitar?
I'm probably not making the machine.
I'm also. Did you ever get a hold of Mr. Gwynn with the guitar, the luthier I sent you the phone number to?
Okay, I'm out of the noise pit back there on Congaree and Patewood intersection, and something there really wreaks havoc. I don't know if it's just this frequency or 2 meters, but sometimes it overpowers the person talking. I guess it depends on what power level they're on.
Yeah, that could be. I don't think the repeater is putting out full power. I was asking if you were able to get a hold of Mr. Gwynn, the luthier, whose phone number I sent you about a week or two ago.
I did, and he was a little expensive for my taste, in fact, he wanted half the price of the guitar, so I bought it brand new, and I just thought that was ridiculous, and so I said, well, thanks, but no thanks. KB4 CBA.
Well, he's very good at what he does, so I guess he doesn't have a problem charging that because he's always got a bunch of work in there. Oh, well, okay. KB2HXS Mobile for ID.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was a ridiculous amount, and so I don't care how good he is, and nobody's that good, and nobody's going to get that kind of money out of me for a guitar. You know, I can do it myself, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm just watch some YouTube videos, talk to a guy that he does guitars, but he does not do bridges, but he knows about them, how to do them. And I told him what I was going to do, and he said, yep, that'll work. And so... the supplies, the glue, and the little that little flexible thing, I don't know what you call it, that you prime there. It's real thin. It's coming in today, so I'm going to use a heat gun and tinfoil around the guitar so it doesn't damage, you know, the finish. And I'll have that thing off lickety split.
Well, what glue you use? You know, some of them they use a fish glue, or they use tight bond or something. I don't know, whatever was on the guitar, just make sure you clean it off good.
You don't use the old glue. I mean, you know, it held it pretty good the first time until it didn't. Yep, you clean the bridge off, you clean, rough it up just a tad, and the soundboard where the bridge sets, and get all the old glue off, and I suspect they glued it to the lacquer, and if they didn't, they didn't do a very good job, because when I bought it, it stayed in tune. I get it home, and I go upstairs to play it, and it's, you know, it's out of tune. I thought, you know, okay, I put new strings on it, so it's out of tune, I get that. And I go to tune it, by the time I get to the bass strings, the treble string, you know, the first and second strings are out of tune. And, you know, I got to looking at it, and I realized the dang bridge was lifting up, you know, and I'm like, crap, no wonder it's out of tune.
Lose that nice wood-to-wood contact. You don't get that nice vibration off the top. Anyway, Dave, let me get out of here. We're going to be pulling in here for a minute, and we'll get back to you a little bit later. Good luck with that. Let me know how you make out with that. KB2A checks us.
Worst it can happen, I screw it up and throw the guitar away. I'm kidding. So, you have a good one. Good to talk to you, Dave, and glad you're off today. That's good. Y'all enjoy your lunch or whatever, and I'll talk to you later. 73's KB4 CPA Mobile.
All right, Dave, good to talk with you. Good luck with that. KB4 CPA, KB2H XS Mobile.
Yeah, W4DJW. Are you really sure it was out of tune? How do you know for sure?
Well, Dave, I'll just tell you, for one thing, I have perfect pitch, and I'm a musician, and those two things, pretty much, is really all I need, but I do use a tuner because it's quicker, it's accurate, and, you know, I have one I can pinch on the neck and picks up the vibrations, or I can use the one in the guitar, and sometimes I do that, so it's got a good pickup, and it's got a good tuner built in, so there you go. What are you doing? I know you're in some kind of mischief.
About tuning guitars. I'm just playing with you. I don't have the first clue. I'm just thinking, sometimes when I used to be over in France, they'd say, you're pronouncing that word wrong. And I do it again. They say, it's still wrong. I say, you pronounce it. And they pronounce it. And then I say, okay, I'm going to pronounce the same thing. And they would hear something different than I would hear. So that's why I just wonder, how do you really know? Does anybody really know? Anyway, no, I'm out enjoying this beautiful day. Cleaned up the garage a little bit. Gonna go down south and pick up some equipment and then head back up and clean up some wood around the house. I need to cut the grass, but I need to wait for it to get dry enough before I cut it. I'm probably going to do that when I get back. Just enjoying being retired on a beautiful pre-spring day. Is it spring yet? It's probably pretty close if it's not.
First, first day. Let me place the order here, and I'll be right back.
DJW Mobile.
4CPA Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
Gases. Think of a drink. Drink. D-R-I-N-K.
What?
You too fast. That's what I was going to add. No, Star Buckets.
A long time. I get long periods of time in between those nowadays. That makes them so much better.
One every day, but, you know, every once in a while it's nice to reward myself. I guess that's what I'm doing. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out, God, I live over in Taylor's now. I used to live on Hunts Bridge Road, you know, two houses ago, and I'm sitting here at 291 in East North, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to go to get there from here. And that's one thing I like about Greenville. You know, there's more than one way to get to where you're going.
The repeater. So the repeater is hearing you good. I don't know if you're hearing the repeater good or not, because I heard you guys and over there at 291 in Wade Hampton, it gets pretty scratchy. I know. I went through there. I have to go through there every week to go get treatments. And I know when I go through there, I heard Tom talking to some people last time when I was coming back through there. Boy, was it scratchy.
The other way, so. I don't know what it's like. I'm on 291 southbound. Let's see, south, yeah. Southbound, and I'm going downhill to where the old Steak and Ale used to be.
Parking lot that airplane crashed in, right? Or right next to it, one. Same place?
Yep. Sure was. I'll never forget that. It was, it's rather interesting. I think they just opened or were getting ready to open, and, you know, and that happened. It was a twin, like a Beechcraft or some twin engine. The tower reported to them that one of their engines was smoking, so they turned around, and they must have been really heavy because, you know, they should be able to fly on one engine. But I'm just imagining the weight must have been too much. Anyway, so they're coming back to the downtown airport, and they hit the power lines, and the plane just flips upside down and lands in the parking lot of Steak and Ale. And one woman was thrown free of the wreckage and survived. Now, I would love to talk to her, you know, like 10 years later, just to see, you know, what God had in store for her, because there was a reason she survived that. KB4CBA.
That it happened, but I didn't remember all the detail like you did. You got a really good memory. And I remembered that some survived and some did not. And I think there was a fire, but I'm not sure. I think the guys that stayed in the cockpit maybe burned up in the cockpit, but I'm not sure about that. And I didn't remember the part about them hitting the power line. I thought they just turned too sharp for the airspeed that they had, and it went into a stall and spiraled in. I didn't realize they clipped a line while they were descending. That means they still had control, still had flight control. If they hadn't hit that line, they might have been okay.
I don't know. I guess that's the whole thing. Either they didn't know it was there, but, you know, even if they didn't know it was there, they were too low on the approach for to hit a power line and then make the runway. So they were below the runway level. You know, they hit a power line, I guess that's what I'm saying. And, I'm sure there was a fire because, I mean, you know, they just took off. They were probably full, probably refueled. I don't know where they were headed, so I don't know if they took on, you know, full tank, full gas, or they partially, you know, filled it or what, you know, because planes don't just fill up like we do cars. They just put enough in there and then, you know, just a little bit more for a fudge factor and, you know, and off they go.
A lot of extra weight when you don't have to on an airplane. That gets expensive, holding all that weight up away from the Earth's pull of gravity. Well, what's the plan for later today? You going to be working on a guitar?
Not. I'm going right now to a place that sells paint, like for automotive and stuff, and they're going to match a color on a motorcycle fender. It's got just a little tiny dent in the front, and I think the paint's just, you know, nicked. I probably could, you know, find some touch-up paint, but I can't do the dent, so it's in the rounded area of the fender, you know, right at the front. And so I got a guy that'll do it and paint it, you know, and he's not, you know, he doesn't work, you know, like for a body shop. He just does this on, you know, actually does it out in the parking lot behind Olive Garden on Verde. He does it for several dealerships in that area right there.
We were in high school, and at 291 in Wade Hampton, on the northwest side of that intersection, the second intersection of 291 in Wade Hampton, before it comes around and actually joins into Wade Hampton. The second way, if you're going up Wade Hampton, you're going toward Greenville, you hit 291, then you go straight, you hit it again that second time. There was a Mako paint shop there. Do you remember that paint shop?
Well, no, I don't. The name is familiar, but I don't remember it.
Because they had paint jobs for $100. $100, you could change the color of your car. You know how much a paint job costs nowadays?
A lot, because, I had a little parking lot, you know, fender bender, and it cost me a fortune. I would hate to find out what painting the whole thing would cost, because it's a lot of work, and you know, paint's gone up and everything's gone up. So anyway, a lot.
When she said, you know, I was hunting for a truck and I couldn't find any with a long bed. All the trucks nowadays have beds that are smaller than my dad's Buick LeSabre's trunk was back in the 70s. They got tiny little beds. I don't want a tiny little bed. So I decided I'm going to keep mine and fix it up. And my wife said, well, you're going to have to put a paint job on it. So I got looking around, a mediocre paint job. Not a high end, not a low ball end, but a mediocre. Middle of the road is about $3,000. And if you want to get a really good one, it's going to be about $10,000. And they do wraps nowadays where they can wrap it instead of painting it. And the wraps cost like about $2,500 or something like that. And that's what they do on the race cars nowadays. Instead of painting them with all those decals and everything all over them, they wrap them a whole lot faster and a whole lot less expensive. But it's still $2,500. I remember we used to be able, when we were in high school, get a whole new paint job for $100.
That you know, when I forget the name of the company that opened, of course, you know, it wasn't a, you know, a professional, wanted a show car, you wouldn't take it there, but, you know, I mean, it didn't have bugs in the paint. And so Anyway, so they were like $99, you know, and but gosh, yeah, and yeah, you see a lot of rats, and hang on. KB4CBA, go ahead, Dave. I just made a mess with my coffee.
For DJW, I want to gather your composure because I'm about to go under 385 and it's going to get difficult. I'll catch you after you're recomposed and I'm out from under 385. W4DJW mobile.
It's composing, but they did find. I'll tell you that later. W4DJW, KB4CPA mobile. Looking forward to you jumping back in there when you get there.
Okay, W4DJW. I think I'm out of the noisy part.
Are you sounding good? Got my mess cleaned up. And I bought these little things of wipes come in a little round container for leather, and I'll go over this again with that, but I've got several towels in here. I've got one that it's actually, we got it at the Paul McCartney concert when he was here, and it's so long that I can I use it on my seat when I'm after I play tennis and I'm all sweaty, and you know, keeps I don't want to ruin these leather seats,
stuff like that for the dogs' mugs when they finish eating. When they eat, they got fur around their mouth and it gets all in their fur, and their eyes water sometimes. It's not because it's spicy, it's just their eyes water. You have to wash both of those things. And it really does a good job. After they dry out, they look all nice and clean, fluffy.
Some other cleaner, but you don't want to use it on seats. It's called New Finish. And if you've got, especially on the outside, if you've got plastic and it's black and it's kind of, you know, gotten that white faded look, you can put this stuff on there and, man, it looks brand new. Now, yeah, it will eventually wash off in the rain or whatever, but it is it's an awesome product, and you can get it at Walmart, and just use you know, soft rag, and it's just really great, I tell you. So I've been using that on, and you can use it on anything, you know, like the dash or something. You just don't want to do it on seats or the steering wheel. It would be fun on the steering wheel. Oh, Lord, would it be fun.
You got to replace the Mustang. What vehicle did you get? I think you told me, like, maybe a 4Runner or something like that. What did you replace the Mustang with?
Well, a brand new at the time, a 2023 4Runner, and it's the TRD version, and it's all you know, jacked up and that kind of thing. So navy blue. And the only problem is the dang antenna. So I had to go with a little stubby mount. I can't remember what it's called, but it's round, cylindrical, and it's about 9 inches tall. Screws onto a MNO or NMO, I can't remember, mount. And, it, looky here, road is closed. Isn't that just a, that just beats the hog up flying. So anyway, man, I can't even get to where I'm going.
Come. KQ4YOO, I believe he's called, he's looking for Compact Tenna.
That's to me, KI4DOS.
I lost track. There's a cop over here on the side of the road. And that kind of wiped out my memory. Hey, Gary.
Hey, David. Hey, Clint. Yeah, that little bitty short 7-inch antenna, whatever it is, that sounds like a rubber duck to me, ain't but a good dummy load.
Didn't lose me. I hit a button on my mic and couldn't transmit. Oh, Lord have mercy. No, it's a big round. I know what the item that you're talking about is, but this is it's bigger around. It's like a inch or so, inch and a quarter diameter, and it's expensive as heck, and it's the only thing I can use on my 4Runner, because even if I put it on the hood, mount it to the hood, you know, like a trunk and lip mount, the antenna is too tall to go under the garage, and I don't want to use a quarter wave. That would be a joke. I mean, I can barely hit the repeater now. But anyway, so this is the answer to my problems, and now I have another dilemma, because I've cut down all my sweet gum trees, and I don't have an HF antenna now. I used Carolina Windham, but no more.
Lost his HF antenna. He sounded good on HF. But, David, you can put that up any kind of ways. You know, it doesn't have to be 70 feet up in the air. You can put it up as a sloper or something like that if you need to. If you've got something else to tie it to, you know, of course. Unless you want to put a weather balloon up there and just use your big vertical. But that antenna he's describing sounds like a loading coil is all it sounds like to me. I took an old 11-meter base-loaded antenna at one time and took it apart and rewound it for 2 meters. It worked okay, but I wasn't real pleased with it.
This one, you know, it works as well as the diamond that I had. I had a diamond mount and a diamond and antenna. It was 2 meter 440 mobile antenna. It worked great on my Mustang, but it had a ground plane on my Mustang. It doesn't have a ground plane of much on this vehicle, so it kind of screwed things up.
Well, I'm hope it works out for you, David, and makes a good antenna for you. But, fellas, I've arrived here at the place I was going to arrive, so I'm going to jump out of here and go inside and see what's going on. I'll say 73 to you for now. KB4CBA, W4DJW, KI4DOS.
Good to talk to you as usual, and have a good day. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm Dave. Anyway, I asked you about your 4Runner, and see you later, Gary. And I asked you about your 4Runner because when I decided to keep my truck, I joined some Toyota Tacoma groups on Reddit, and just to learn more about them. And what I learned is that the 4Runner and the Tacoma share the same parts, a lot of them. A whole bunch of the parts are like the engine and The frame and, you know, suspension parts, the suspension components, if you can buy them for one, and it fits the other. So that's why I was curious. At one point in time, I wanted a 4Runner a long time ago, but I had no idea that they were on the same frame as the Tacoma.
Yeah, I knew that was Gary. I was saying bye to him, and I knew you were still in there. I had a Tacoma before between the Mustang, let's see, or before the Mustang. I don't remember. Anyway, I had a 2011 Tacoma. It was about, I don't know, 2 years old. And I got an extended warranty. I bought it on like a Friday or Saturday, and Monday morning, the check engine light came on, and it was the what's called the clock spring. That's what we call it. Toyota calls it something else, but it's the same thing. It's in your steering column, right below the airbag, and what, you know, it makes the connection there for your horn and your airbag and all that stuff. And it had gone bad. Well, that's something that you can't clear. And it'll come back, you know, later. It just, you know, that's just the way it happened. But my, you know, my extended warranty took care of it, and I was just tickled to death. Heck, when I blew a tire, they replaced the whole dang tire. Same tire, it was a Michelin, and brand new, and no charge.
In those groups that have Tacomas with 300,000 miles on them, 500,000 miles on them, one of them had 1 million miles on his, and they're still going. As long as you keep the oil changed and, you know, you do proper maintenance on it, they say in those groups, they'll never wear out. You can just drive them forever. They just never wear out.
Yeah, I mean, this one, of course, I don't have, you know, they give you 15,000 a year, and this one's, you know, a little over 2 years old, and I've got 15,400, so I have basically a year's worth of miles on it. So they have to do everything by time instead of mileage on my vehicle, and the oil looks like they changed it yesterday when they get ready to change it. And I mean, it's just, I'm sure the viscosity may have broken down some, but as far as just looking at it, you know, it looks just as clean as it can be. And what was I gonna say? I don't know.
They go a long time. My wife's had several Toyotas too, and they last forever. So that's another reason I decided just to hang on to mine and just keep on driving it. And it'll do what I needed to do. And it's got a big bed in it too. That's what I like the most.
Well, that's one thing I didn't like about the Tacoma. You can only get, mine was a quad cab, so you can only get a 5 foot bed. And if you got the anything else, they made a four door, but it wasn't like a true four door, you know. And it had a 6 foot bed, but if you wanted an 8 foot bed, you had to get the Tundra. It was about, I think, $2,000 more. And but anyway, I had another experience. I'll tell you sometime later. And so it just kind of, threw me off from buying Toyota Tundra. And I think that might have been when I got the Mustang. Heck, I can't remember. But I've wanted a Mustang for a long time. Another one. That was my third one. And, man, I really, I miss. miss it. I really do. In fact, I would have kept it. But we didn't have a place to park it. And it has to be, you know, in the garage. It can't be on the grass or that kind of thing. So those are good old HOAs. And you know, I had to sell it, I'd give it away, basically. I mean, you know, that car, I looked just a few weeks ago, and CarMax had the same identical car, the same color, same everything, and less mileage than mine had, and mine had low mileage, and they wanted $27,000 for it, and they probably paid $10,000, $12,000 for it, and you know, it's just screwed up.
Thanks, too. I've had several of them over the years. I haven't had any more lately. It's probably been 15 or 20 years since I had a Mustang. But I like the Mustang. That's the only Ford I think I've ever owned is a Mustang. My dad used to say they're not really Fords. They just have that emblem on them. But those are good cars. I like them a lot. My sister had a Pinto. I didn't like that. My dad had a Maverick. I didn't like that either. But I did like the Mustang.
Well, Pintos and Mavericks weren't one of Ford's better ideas, and you know, that was their slogan. But anyway, good Lord, where's this dang paint shop? Oh, there it is. Well, I'm pulling in the Finish Master on Cedar Lane. They're going to match up the paint, and then I got to take it to the painter, who's over on Lawrence and Verde, behind the Olive Garden. So, you know, things you have to do. But anyway, let me jump out of here for a minute, and good to talk with you. And if you need some help, I'll come over there and help you with your yard work. My mower will cut wet grass and not clump, so I can bring it over there and cut your grass. What the heck? Anyway, I'll clear out here after your final. K4. Well, there we go. Gone blank again. KP4, CBA Mobile. I'll clear after yours.
I did rebuild the deck on my riding lawnmower, and I sharpened the blade on my push mower, so I'm ready. I'm ready for when the grass gets tall enough and it's dry enough to cut. I think it's tall enough now, but I don't think it was dry enough when I left the house. It might be this afternoon, but we'll see. I'm kind of anxious to use that new mower deck on the riding lawnmower. Anyway, good luck with your paint and your gas and your data. KP4CBA, W4DJW, mobile.